My Friend Irma.
Created by Cy Howard, transcribed from Hollywood, and starring Marie Wilson as Irma and Kathy Lewis as Jane.
My roommate Irma Peterson is a girl of... let me describe her this way. She walks around like she's got the world on a string, but she can't remember where she put it. Cookie.
Oh, Jane, wait until I tell you.
Now, just take it easy, take it easy. You know how rattled you get when you're excited.
All right, I'll be calm.
Good. Now, what's it all about?
Well, you know my boss, Mr. Clyde, is married.
Of course I know.
Well, now they have a horse.
A horse?
Yes, and for all these years.
What are you talking about?
Well, Mr. Clyde's always wanted a racehorse, and he bought one.
Yeah, well, go on, honey. I think I'm starting to make contact with you.
Well, this Saturday, Mrs. Clyde has invited us all to be her guests at the racetrack.
Oh, yeah? Is that nice?
Yes. Mrs. Clyde says we're going to watch their horses run in a box.
I see.
I suppose poor Mr. Clyde spent so much money on the horse he can't afford seats and we'll all have to sit on boxes.
No, honey, it's not that kind of a box.
Oh.
Tell me, what's the name of Mr. Clyde's horse?
Well, his name is Laughing Boy, and I'm sure he's going to win. You know, as they say at the track, he'll come in on his nose.
Yes, I see you know all the terminology.
Well, naturally, Jane, I should know all about horses. We had plenty of them on our farm in Minnesota.
Oh, did you?
Yes. Why, many a morning I ran into the house screaming, "Daddy, come into the barn. The old gray mare's just had another calf."
Irma, that's colt.
Oh, Jane, you know so little about these things. A colt is a boy, a calf is a girl.
Mm-hmm. What's a stallion?
That's a little white onion with a long green top.
I guess we learn things all the time, you
know?
Yeah.
Glad to help.
You know, Cookie, the more I think about going to the races on Saturday, the more excited I get. Of course, I've never won in my life.
Well, of course, you have to have a system. Now, when Laughing Boy runs, I think I'll bet him room and board.
That's across the board. It means you bet win, place, and show. You understand?
Well, naturally, I'm sure if he shows up at the right place, he'll win.
No. No, that's not quite it, honey. Win means first, place is second, and show means he came in third. Irma, now tell me the truth. I know you were raised on a farm with horses, but have you actually ever been to a horse race?
Oh, just once.
You understood everything that went on?
Why, certainly. What do you mean?
Well, for instance, did you see them take a horse into the winner's circle and put a wreath of flowers around its neck?
Oh, did that mean he won the race?
Well, sure, certainly. Why do you think they put the wreath of flowers around his neck?
Oh, I thought he just got back from Honolulu.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'll tell you what, Cookie, since you don't know your way around, and I don't know my way around...
Well, maybe the maestro and Mrs. O'Reilly can advise us. Mrs. Clyde wants me to invite them, too.
Oh, that's great. That's what I'm saying. Why don't we take all of our money and put it in a pool?
No, Jenny, we're invited to the track. Why should we go swimming?
Honey. Just tell me how much money have you that you'd like to bet?
Well, about $10. $4 I'd like to bet on horses that pay about 40 to 1.
I see.
And the rest I'd like to bet on long shots.
Come in.
If you don't mind, it's me, Maestro Wanderkin. Hello, Janie and Irma, my two musical masterpieces. One a Strauss waltz. The other, the Nutcracker Suite.
Oh, well, Maestro, how much money have you got?
Money? You mean the money I have on me, or the money I keep hidden under my mattress, or the money I have in the bank?
Well, all together.
$7.42. That's not including government securities.
Government securities?
Yeah, I have 3 2-cent stamps I haven't even touched yet.
You must forgive her, Maestro. It's her enthusiasm. Mr. and Mrs. Clyde have invited us to the racetrack this Saturday, and this includes you and Mrs. O'Reilly.
Ah, isn't that nice of them?
Yes, Mr. Clyde has a horse called Laughing Boy, and I think we all better bet on him.
Well, it all depends on how he got his name. Does he laugh after the race, or does he stop to laugh at horses in front of him?
That's a good question. Maestro, do you go to the track often?
Often? I wouldn't say that. Naturally, being a musician, like all true musicians...
Horse racing is below our cultural level. We haven't got time to take our mind from the classics for such nonsense.
Oh, well, I understand Laughing Boy is going to run a mile and a quarter.
Mile and a quarter, I should do it in 2:10. The track record is 2:06. Going off at 5-1, pay about 10:30 wins, 6:40 place, and 2:10 to show, barring photo finishes on a muddy track.
I thought musicians didn't know about horse racing.
Oh. This is just some dialogue I picked up on a sheet of music from the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse.
Yeah. Maestro, you're not fooling anybody, and I'm with you. How's your luck?
Well, sometimes it's not bad. Last year, what a streak of luck I had. I won the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh race. If I had any money left, I would have won the eighth race, too.
Well, Jean said we should all take our money and put it in the water.
She means pool our money.
Well, it's a good idea. We'll have a bigger bankroll to start with. Emma, tell me, have you seen this horse, Laughing Boy?
Yes, he has the same brown eyes that my Al has.
Do they shift from side to side, too?
Wait a minute, that's a hunch. If this horse is anything like Al, we have to bet on him.
Well, what do you mean?
Have you ever seen Al take off? I once saw him running away from his landlady, and I guarantee he did the mile in less than a minute.
Well, we'll leave it up to you, Maestro. Irma's putting up $10, and I'm putting up $10. It'll be up to you to put up...
Put your arms around me, honey. Hold me tight. Coddle up and huddle up with all your might.
Listen to that, Mrs. O'Reilly. Put your arms around me, she says. Who can she find with arms 10 feet long?
Yoo-hoo! Anybody home?
Come on in.
Hello, girls. Hello, Maestro, dear boy. I'm afraid you have competition. When I brought the ash cans out this morning, Mr. Sweeney from across the street whistled at me.
Well, I hate to dash your hopes to the rocks, Mrs. O'Reilly, but... He broke his glasses last night, and he only whistled at you because he thought you were the truck, and he wanted you to pick up his ashes, too.
Now, don't you go making any remarks about me. Oh, by the way, girls, how do you like the way I'm wearing my hair?
Oh, that's very nice.
Oh, that reminds me, you're invited to the horse races this Saturday, Mrs. O'Reilly.
Yeah, to see the other bangtails.
Now, what's this all about?
Mr. Clyde bought a racehorse, and Mrs. Clyde has invited us all to the track this Saturday.
Oh, glory be. I haven't seen a horse race since I was a little girl in Ireland. Every year, we'd go to see the running of the Irish sweepstakes.
Sweepstakes?
Yes, and Irma, don't bother asking if the horses run with brooms.
Are you going to be doing any betting?
Oh, sure. Why?
Well, I don't know how to describe it, but I have a way of talking to horses.
Well, I guess if you can't get anyone else to converse with, you have to resort to that.
Maestro, did you know that you can tell a horse's age by counting his teeth?
I know.
Well, one more remark from you and you'll be counting yours in your hand.
Now, come on. Let's not get into any arguments. I want us all to have a good time at the races. Personally, I'm very excited about the whole thing.
Oh, so am I.
By the way, Irma, do you know who the jockey is going to be?
No, but I hope it's Mickey Rooney. I once saw him riding 3 races and he won them all.
What movie was that?
It was the same one. It was raining outside, so I saw the picture over and over. And he won every time.
Too bad you couldn't have placed a bet. You would have cleaned up.
I know. I looked all over for an usher.
I'll bet. Come in.
Hiya, folks. Hello, chicken.
Hello, Al, honey.
What's new, chicken?
Well, Mr. Clyde has a horse running Saturday, and he's invited all of us to be his guests at the track.
Chicken, your boss owns a racehorse?
Yeah. Oh, and he's the sweetest thing.
Now, wait. Just happened to have a racing form on the inside of my shoes. Now, wait a minute. Did you say the horse's name is Laughing Boy?
That's right.
Here it is. Laughing Boy. Out of Sleepy Valley by Rip Van Winkle. Sounds like a real peppy family.
Has he won any races?
Let me see. According to this, the only race he won is when he beat the trainer to the feed bag.
Well, Mr. Clyde wouldn't buy any old animal. He's very particular. Remember what I went through before he hired me?
Now, let me look at this nag's record. Let's see. In his first race, he came in second. In the second race, he came in third. The third race, he came in fourth. The fourth race, he didn't show up. In the fifth race, he finished first, but that was really in the sixth race. You know something? This don't seem as good as government bonds.
Well, maybe the horse is just a curious type.
Curious?
Yeah, you know, the kind of a horse who always stays in a position so he can see if all the other horses are wearing tails, too.
Chicken, I want you to find out a few things about Laughing Boy for me.
What, Al?
Well, for instance, find out if he's a hay burner who likes a fast track. Or is he a nag who likes to hug the rail? Or is he a good mutter?
All right, I'll ask Mr. Clyde.
Now, what are you going to ask him?
Is he a fast trail burner who likes to hug the hay, and is he good to his mutter?
No, Chicken. Look, why is it every time I put some plain, sensible words in your head, it comes out like it was in a free-for-all fight and you lost?
Al, why don't you just stop trying to work angles? We're all going to go to the track to have fun, and that's all.
Sure. Okay. We'll all do all right. Gee, I better get to work. Mr. Clyde may be expecting me to come in early today.
Why? What do you mean?
Well, last night when I locked up the office, I'm not sure whether he left first or I left first.
Good morning. How are you, Miss Peterson?
Well, I'm a slow starter, but be careful in the halfway post because I really get going when you stretch me.
What are you raving about?
Well, that's racetrack talk, and I want to be ready Saturday when Laughing Boy runs.
Laughing Boy isn't running Saturday.
Why not?
Well, I'm getting rid of him. I bought a new horse, Dancing Girl. Hottest thing on four legs.
Yes, but what about Laughing Boy?
Oh, they sold me a lemon. He's too old. I'm getting rid of him.
Getting rid of him?
Yes, he's kaput.
Kaput?
Come.
Oh, well, are you selling him?
Well, not exactly.
Well, is he being put out to pasture?
Not exactly.
Well, if you're not going to sell him and you're not going to put him out to pasture...
About going to the races Saturday. Really excited. Sweetie, what's bothering you?
Oh, Jane, I'm worried about Laughing Boy. Is there any way he could be cured?
Cured? What's he got?
Kaput.
Kaput? Kaput. I never heard of it.
No, Irma, darling, this is not a disease. It's just an expression.
An expression?
Yeah, like if Mrs. O'Reilly was wearing a bathing suit, someone might say, here comes Sweetie Pie.
Why, Maestro.
See, it fools you. It happens to be an expression used by circus people. Sweetie Pie was the name of a famous elephant.
Why, you old flea-bitten monstrosity. You should talk with that bushy hair and long nose. You look like an anteater wearing a feather duster.
I'm worried about Laughing Boy. Jane, what do they do to horses that are too old or too sick to run anymore?
Why, I guess they either put them out to pasture or they send them to the, it's nothing for you to worry about.
Yes, there is.
There isn't, honestly.
It's no use, Jane. I know when you're holding something back. You always look out the window and polish your nails.
Well, what's so unusual about that?
With your gloves on?
Say, that's a pretty dress you have on. That's very becoming.
It's my slip. Please, Jane, I'll stop stalling and tell me the truth.
Irma, please don't bother me. I have things to do.
Maestro.
Janie, have you got a nail file?
And you, Mrs. O'Reilly, you're my friend. You'll tell me.
Well, glory be, there's only 249 days before St. Patrick's Day. And I haven't got a thing to wear. I better go out and do some shopping.
Yeah. Hey, now, wait a minute. Nobody leaves until I find out.
Oh, honey, what are you getting so upset about?
Well, none of you people know Laughing Boy, and I do. Why, I was down at the stable, and he's sweet, and he's pretty, and I know he's such a good friend that if you ever needed him, he'd work like a horse for you. Now, please, Jane, I can't forget Laughing Boy's expression. He looked me in the eye as if to say, Irma, what are they going to do with me? And I'm looking you all in the eye, just the way he looked me in the eye, and I want you to answer. What are they going to do with Laughing Boy?
Well, Irma, let me put it this way. What happens to people when they get too old?
They dye their hair red and they lie about their age.
Oh, be still.
Honey, What Mrs. O'Reilly is trying to say is that, when you become old, infirm, Irma, have you ever heard of Valhalla?
Is that near Sun Valley?
Now, let me handle this because it requires delicate and tactful handling. Irma, darling, there's nothing to be excited about. I'm sure they won't send Laughing Boy to the glue factory.
Glue factory?
No, that was real delicate.
He's going to the glue factory.
Irma, darling, please listen to the old maestro.
No.
Yeah, listen, Irma, we know you feel badly about Laughing Boy. We know, but after all, you're not doing anything to him.
And according to Mr. Clyde, that new horse dancing lady looks like a sure winner. So why don't we concentrate on her and leave well enough alone?
You're cruel, all of you. That's why you don't know what this means to me. You never loved a horse or owned a horse or been around a horse.
How can you say I've never been around a horse?
Take your arm off my shoulder.
Hello? Oh, hello, Mr. Clyde. Yes, Irma's here. What? Yeah, I'll tell her. Saturday? Oh, sure, we'll be there. Thanks, bye. Sweetie, that was your boss. He wants you to come down to the office. He has some extra work to get out.
I'm not going.
Now, look.
No, I don't want to have anything to do with him. Any man who would send a sweet horse like Laughing Boy to a glue factory. Could you imagine what he'll do to me when I get too old?
Now, Cookie, you really don't know that he's going to do any such thing. I'm sure Laughing Boy will be all right. Oh, Irma, Saturday's supposed to be a gay day. Mrs. O'Reilly is right. We should plan to bet on Dancing Girl.
Yeah, you're just like all the rest. All you think about is the money.
No, Irma, it isn't that at all. It's just the dancing lady is a filly, and we must cheer for her because, well, like us, she's a member of the weaker sex.
Yeah. If she's as weak as you are, she'll probably pick up the grandstand and run with it.
I don't care what any of you say. I'm not going to the races, and I'm not going to work for Mr. Clyde. Mr. Clyde, that glue factory monster.
Oh, now, Irma, don't get dramatic. You have a job. Now, why don't you just go to the office, and maybe Mr. Clyde will tell you what he's going to do with Laughing Boy.
All right, I'm going to put it directly to him, and believe me, if he's going to mistreat Laughing Boy, I'll report him to the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. You know, the YMCA.
Well, Miss Peterson, so you finally got here.
Well, I came as fast as I could. I grabbed the first bus I saw.
Then why has it taken you over an hour?
It was the wrong bus.
Oh, pardon. Well, never mind. I've already typed the letters I wanted to dictate. Just put them in the envelopes and be sure they're glued.
Glued?
Yes, glued.
Murder!
What?
You know what I'm talking about. When you get tired of someone, you send them to be glued.
Miss Peterson, how do you get in this condition? Do you take dizzy pills every morning?
Take pills. I'm not a hydromatic.
Hypochondriac! Oh, forget it. Look, I have to leave town. I won't be back until Saturday. I want you to do something for me.
Yes, Mr.
I want
Clyde?
You to go to the track and tell my trainer to enter Dancing Girl in the race.
Well, what about Laughing Boy?
I have other plans for
Mr.
him.
Mr. Clyde...
Some other time, Miss Peterson. I've got a
please.
Plane to catch. I'll see you at the race.
Mr. Clyde!
Bye.
But what about Laughing... She's gone. I can't let him do this to Laughing Boy. Well, this must be Laughing Boy's stall. Oh, there he is. Hello, Laughing Boy. Isn't that sweet? He recognizes me. Gee, I wish you could talk, Laughing Boy. Mr. Clyde wants to get rid of you. Destroying him names won't help. He wants to make glue out of you. Why, if he does that, I'll never lick another stamp of my life.
What's that?
Oh, my gosh, you can talk.
Of course I can talk.
Oh, it's you.
Yes, my name is Henderson.
Oh, you must be Mr. Clyde's trainer.
That's right, miss. What are you doing here so early in the morning?
Well,
is there something I can do for you?
You see, I'm Mr. Clyde's executive secretary and general, Bonyface. And he sent me to tell... Hey, by the way, Who's the other horse that keeps looking at Laughing Boy?
That's Dancing Girl. I haven't had orders officially yet from Mr. Klein. I think he'd want me to race her instead of Laughing Boy.
Why?
Well, Laughing Boy just doesn't seem to have any spirit. The last workout I gave him, he barely made it to the track. What does Mr. Clyde want me to do with him?
He wants you to run him in the race.
Are you sure?
Yes, he has other plans for Dancing Girl.
I can't see why he wants to run Laughing Boy. Believe me, this nag would be laying down right now if he wasn't in such a narrow stall.
Well, don't worry, Mr. Henderson. He's what you call a sleepwalker.
Those are Mr. Klein's order. I'd better go out to the office and put him in as an official entry. Bye, miss.
Bye. Now, you see what I did for you, Laughing Boy? Now you must win the race or... For golly, I'll lose my job. Oh, I see. You want to go over to Dancing Girl. Okay, come on. Maybe if you had something to run for... There, now you're both together. Oh, how sweet. Just like Al and me. If you really want to make her proud, you'll win today.
I've never seen so many people. Maestro, you'd better hold me hand so I don't get lost.
Nothing doing. They might think I'm the jockey. This way, Janie. I see Irma.
Oh, yeah. She's with Al and Mr. Clyde. Irma!
Well, kids, I hope you put a good bet on Dancing Girl. I know that horse can't lose. There's an $8,000 purse on this race.
An $8,000 purse? I can't see why you need such an expensive pocketbook.
Hey, wait a minute. Isn't this supposed to be the race?
That's right. Ought to start any minute.
Well, I don't see Dancing Girl up on the board.
Oh, you must be mistaken. Miss Peterson.
Yes, Mr. Clyde?
Look up there at the board. They've got Laughing Boy up there instead of Dancing Girl. Miss Peterson, what have you done to me? I'm ruined.
They're off.
Of all the morons, I had to pick the prize. One of them all. I can't bear to look.
Mr. Clyde, look. Laughing Boy, he's gaining.
You're probably mistaken. If I know Laughing Boy, he's only out in front because it's the other horse's second time around.
Go!
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. Look. Look, he is winning. Come here, Miss Peterson. How did you do it?
Well, he was lonely, so I got him a girlfriend.
He won! Laughing Boy won!
Only because he was lonely.
What do you mean he was lonely, you wonderful idiot?
I married him to a dancing girl. That's why he ran so fast. He's anxious to get back for the honeymoon.
My friend Irma came to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.